Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
Good morning, it's Tina McIntosh, and you're listening to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday morning. It is March 8th, and I'm excited that Miss Terry is back.
Good morning to you.
Now, you had some well-earned time off, I understand. Did you enjoy yourself?
I did. You know, it was really just staying out of the cold. We didn't go anywhere, and David still worked, my husband, so I just needed to burn a week or I'd lose it here at WIBC, so I took it. I took it, and I just cleaned, and I just stayed out of the cold. Had a great meal, though. There's a great meal, if I could just tell you for just a minute. It's kind of a little hidden gem. One of our listeners invited me to go to Ivy Tech, to their restaurant called Courses. They teach culinary at Ivy Tech, and it is on the 13th floor. It's a restaurant.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, at Ivy Tech, and you go at right up here off of Meridian, and it's on the 13th floor, and the culinary students prepare lunch or dinner, and it is fantastic. And they're learning on you, but the atmosphere, it's all windows, and it is just a romantic, beautiful place. In the old Stouffer's Hotel, they have taken over that building, and so the culinary students now have opened up a restaurant. They have a little bakery there as well. It's called Courses. You don't pay to park or anything. You park right there, and I would check them out because it's a little treasure that I don't know a lot of people know about. So just
I didn't know anything about that.
It's a great little restaurant, and it's also helping students learn to be in whatever field they want to go to in the culinary arts.
Courses. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, write
Sounds
it down.
Like a good date night.
It's a great date night. The view is spectacular. You can see the pyramids. You can see downtown. You can see out at the airport. It's beautiful.
All right. Sign me up.
Okay. That's a deal.
Well, welcome back. And
thank you.
We've got a great show this morning. We've got Debbie Kennedy is with us, the director of leasing at American Village, which is one of our American Senior Communities. We're big fans and so appreciative of all of ASC's support. And then we've got Dr. Professor. Which one is it, Terry?
Like
we never
both.
Get this right.
So let's go with Doctor today.
Doctor, and it's Matthias Beyer,
That's
correct?
That's right. Matthias Beyer will join us again from
Veterans Association?
The Christian Theological Seminary.
It's good to have
Theological
you back.
Seminary. I had to think a minute, though. It took me a minute. Yes, Dr. Matthias Beyer will join us in a little bit, kind of a follow-up conversation to a conversation we had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, about PTSD. And then Ashley Bryan, who's a dear friend of mine, is here to talk about Life in the Moment, which is an application that is going to be changing the lives of Alzheimer's caregivers. So we're going to jump right in. I have some things I'll share here in a little bit about events coming up at Joy's House where we need caregivers to participate. You can find information on Facebook if you haven't been there. Like us at Caregiver Crossing. But for now, I want to invite Debbie into the conversation. So Debbie, good morning.
Good morning.
We're really glad you're here and warm and cuddled up. And it sounds like we're all going to go to dinner at Courses later.
Sounds good.
So we're going to talk a little bit with you about downsizing. You're at American Village, which
Correct.
Is our neighbor at Joy's House, and you all bring us delicious lunch every day, and we love you dearly. You do a lot with helping families as they're downsizing their homes, correct?
Correct.
And we hear that word a lot, but what does downsizing really mean?
Downsizing is when you're wanting to reduce the amount of space that you live in and to get rid of things that you don't use anymore. It's kind of after the empty nest syndrome.
Is this what you did last week, Terry?
Well, no, not yet, but it is a difficult thing to do. I know in cleaning out my grandmother's home after mm-hmm. she had passed away, or even before that, when she had moved in with a family member, it's difficult. It's almost, it was as if she should have closed her eyes as we started moving things out. It's hard for me to part with things that I've had for 25 years.
Well, and I think, you know, Debbie, you can speak to this, but the folks that are coming to live at American Village, I mean, this is one of the major emotional hurdles that they have, correct?
Yes, it's very stressful for the seniors leaving their home that they've lived in for, you know, 50, 60 years, all of the memories that, you know, with their children growing up, and it's just very stressful for them.
Yeah, I even think about my own house. You know, we've got that that 2x4 that's exposed in the basement that has all of the notches of the kids' growth chart.
Yeah.
You know, and
you can't part with that.
My growth chart goes to the left and the right instead of taller, but that's a whole different thing.
I don't know, Debbie, how do you make that easier? I don't know how you make that transition any easier.
It's just you start planning early. You need to be involved with the parents as much as possible. There are certain steps that you can take, such as starting with one room at a time.
I think that's a great idea, by the way, the one room at a time, because so many people try to get into the entire house in a week and stress themselves out physically and emotionally. And so one room at a time, just over the course of time.
Right.
Sounds
right.
Brilliant.
And you want to, when you start in that room, you want to finish it before moving on to the next room. That way you have a sense of accomplishment that you did finish that first room. Otherwise, you look back and you don't see that you've made any progress. Then you get discouraged. And then you just stop.
So if it's me and I'm trying to help my mom downsize her home, do I involve her in that process as we're doing it? Or is that something that I try and do on my own?
Absolutely. You would want to involve the parent as much as you can. This is their life that you're talking about. And you don't want to just go in and start cleaning things out. The letter that they received from their husband in the war many years ago, you know, that's very important to them, and they need to have time to read that letter again and experience that.
How do you get it down to or what is a manageable amount? That's the problem that I have. How do you know, how much can you have? Should you keep for a parent?
Well, first of all, most people know where they're going to be living, and you know the amount of space that you're going to be having. Getting a senior moving company to come in and help you, they are also able to work with floor plans and be able to tell you exactly what furniture, might be able to fit into that area. But they also need to take the things that mean the most to them.
Well, and I like you were talking about, the letter from the husband who was at war. There's no reason that can't be framed and go up on the wall in their new, their new space, their new home. At American Village or at another long-term care facility or scrapbooks.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. We encourage them to do like a collage, pictures on the wall with things like that.
Yeah, and there are a lot of, I think there are a lot of personal touches that can take your entire house and kind of fit it into that smaller space. And let's face it, we get focused a lot on the downsizing, but there is something comforting for these seniors about being in a smaller, more manageable space as well.
Exactly.
So if folks were interested, and we do, by the way, we've got some great contacts for these people that will come in to the home and help you. And so if you're looking, you can email Terry or me, and we can certainly connect you with some folks.
Absolutely. Rita Wall, who's joined us so many times with Yellow Tag, she's terrific. And
yeah,
we've got lots of good resources.
And it takes the right person. It
takes the right person.
If someone is interested in learning more about American Village or Debbie reaching out and contacting you, is there a website they can go to?
Sure. It's ASCseniorcare.com.
Okay. And senior is spelled out in that, correct?
Correct.
Okay. ASCseniorcare.com. Debbie, one thing that Terry and I are really enjoying asking a lot of our guests lately is, what is it that you love about your job?
I love working with seniors. I have been in the business over 26 years. And really enjoy helping the families, helping our residents go to that next phase in their lives.
Something must have inspired you to be a part of this type of a business, though.
Yeah. A long time ago, I had an uncle who actually told me that I needed to be in the nursing home business. Mm. And I made a promise to him that I would investigate it, and I've been in it ever since.
I've worked with Debbie for a lot of years, and I'm grateful that your uncle had that insight and wisdom and kind of pushed you in this direction.
I am too.
Debbie Kennedy, Director of Leasing at American Village. And again, for more information, go to ASCseniorcare.com. Debbie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
This is Caregiver Crossing. And coming up, we will meet again with Dr. Matthias Beyer from the Christian Theological Seminary. He is back to share with us support resources for the caregivers of those living with post-traumatic stress disorder. Stick around. There's more to come on 93 WIBC.